The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Hey, so I made this hair appointment and I got a text message to confirm, and it said, if you bring your kids, your service is canceled.
What?
And I'm here for it. Whoa. Hey, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Now, let me explain. First of all, I have three beautiful daughters. I get it. Sometimes you have to run kids around with you. However, that being said, there are certain places, in my opinion, that children make things uncomfortable. If you have a family-friendly salon, that's different. But you got a high-end kind of spot, you know, you got nice things in there. Sometimes children are rambunctious. Sometimes parents have a difficult time controlling them or telling them no. And so I get it, right? You have a professional setting and you're like, hey, can't bring your kids here. Another place, when I go get my Botox, I get the same text. Hey, if you have kids, don't bring them here.
Mm.
Don't bring them here. And I'm okay with that. Like, if I'm going to a movie to see any Disney flick, I am ready. I am prepared to have children running around, throwing popcorn in my hair. It doesn't matter. But when I'm going to get my hair done, I'd rather have, you know, a little adult time. Maybe a, you know, glass of vino. I don't even drink wine. But still, I don't know. I could pretend. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Do you know what? This place just sounds expensive. That's what it sounds like.
Otto.
When you get a text message like, don't bring your kids, that means that we're charging. There's an upcharge for nothing.
First of all, sir, I just grew my hair back. We're not going to the Groupon hair spot, okay? Remember, I literally had hair breakage forever and bald spots. So I'm going somewhere that can take care of my hair. And it's not as expensive as the place I went to in Phoenix.
It sounds like you're getting Automatic ready for a big bill.
No, I swear to you, it's less expensive. I'm not kidding you.
Less expensive is a great way to phrase it.
We're going to save like $40. Hey, $40 is $40. Yeah, it's $40 cheaper.
This is a legitimate question, Dana. Why is getting your hair done so expensive for women? Like, because, I mean, for a guy, you can get your hair cut for between 50 and 75, 80 bucks, okay? But like, Ava got her hair cut the other day. I paid for it, and it was $150. What's the difference in their hair?
Well, first of all, Ava Maddock, our daughter, has a lot of hair, and she got it styled and everything. She just didn't get a haircut, so there's that part. And we take our time. I mean, I put color in my hair. I put bleach in my hair. It takes hours to do my hair. Of course, people are charging by the hour. And the skill set, you were just like, oh, think about what my hair looked like, Otto, for a minute. Do you want me to go back to that?
No.
Okay, exactly.
Does your stylist, who is enforcing this no kids law, does she have any children of her own?
I love it. She said it's a law. That's right. It's a law. I don't know. If she does, she doesn't bring them to the salon. I just think there's certain places where kids absolutely don't belong. And honestly, we might have to talk about this another day. If you have your thoughts, I'd like to hear from you. 877-730-DCS1. Anthony National Day.
Not frightful because it's a day before Valentine's Day, but it's frightful because it's the first Friday the 13th of the new year, everybody.
Luckily, yeah. I love the number 13.
Oh, really?
Yes, one of my lucky numbers, 8 and 13.
Interesting little fun fact.
You and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Speaking of Dana and Taylor Swift, it's National Galentine's Day, y'all.
Hey, no. That's what I'm talking about.
I wish she was your gal.
Me too. Why does it have to fall on Friday the 13th, though? Hey, ladies, if you're single, go out and have yourself a good time tonight with your girls. And if you're not looking for someone cool, if you are, maybe you'll meet someone, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Were you friends before you were with your person? Like, have you been friends? And you didn't even have any intention, right? You're just like, we're good friends. Mm. You became besties. And then all of a sudden, yeah, you're closer than ever. You know what I mean? And then you end up as a couple. And then you end up married and everything ends up working out. Now, I don't know how you feel about this. Otto, I know how you feel. But my nana used to tell me, you better like the person you marry. Because all that love in the beginning, that's not really love. It's called lust, mija. That's what she would say. And that goes away 1-2 years. And then whatever you're left with is what you have to live with. And I didn't understand her. I'm like, but you feel that feeling, those butterflies. She's like, eventually you just have to sit with someone in silence and like them. And I was like, okay.
I mean, those are wise words, though.
I didn't get it, though.
That's a real gem. Like, because a lot of people talk about being able to communicate and talk to your partner. But can you sit there in silence with them and not get annoyed by their presence?
And be comfortable.
That's,
and yes. Just be comfortable. Yes. And really just turn to them when you need not only your partner and companion, but a friend, a true friend. So earlier, this down in the DM, Lauren, you know, she said, we've been official for 2 months. I don't know why Nicholas, that's her boyfriend, he's talking to somebody. And I thought maybe she's a little insecure because it's new. Nah, I was wrong. It went down in the DM.
Nicholas, it's over, okay? Don't text me, don't call me, don't message me. You are an idiot and you are full of...
I thought this was you the whole time on the phone.
Shut up. You are beyond stupid.
Oh, he bothers me. That man bothers me. So. I swear I thought it was you. Shut your mouth. You've been caught. It's over. Here's what I took from that before we get back into the conversation about being friends. His words aren't reflective of his actions. He knows what our girl Lauren wants. She wants a love. She wants a boyfriend. He took advantage of her vulnerability.
He wasn't her friend.
No, he was not her friend. Otto, it all boils down to that. You don't hurt your friends, and love is not supposed to hurt. He's no one's friend. He's not the friend of the woman he's trying to talk to. He's not a friend of our girl here. Is it better to be friends before you make that love connection? My answer is yes. Otto, you and I are married. Anthony,
yeah,
you're
single.
Yeah,
but we were friends for years.
Years.
Before we were even thought about getting together.
You know what's crazy? And this is crazy to admit. And Anthony,
we worked together for years.
Well, not just that. You were one of the first people I told I was getting a divorce. This is before we were romantically interested in someone because you really
were. You were setting the groundwork with me, weren't you?
I was not. That is not what I was doing whatsoever. I told you. I told my best friend Candy. I had told my mother. And I remember telling you I was at Target just walking around.
I remember when you
around.
Told me because yeah. I remember thinking, I was like, oh, wow. I remember even thinking, did I need to know this? Because, I mean, we were friends, obviously, and we were coworkers, but I didn't want to say something that I didn't need to say on the radio or in front of people. I was like, and you know how I am. Sometimes I can say things that I don't need to say. And then I was thinking, do I really need this information?
You say things that you shouldn't say? Stick your foot in your mouth? No, Autumn, never. Anthony, you're single. I want to know, all the relationships you've been in, has there been one that you were friends before you connected with the person?
Yes, I could think back to one of the girls I dated in college, and we were friends for a while. As a matter of fact, she was actually friends with one of my exes. And then about maybe 2 years had went by, and my ex had moved on, and my ex actually broke up with me, for the context.
Okay.
So, but regardless, nevertheless, we were actually friends and had a lot of shared interest, and that actually did help the relationship in the beginning. But I am going to share the perspective of a sad reality of once you cross that line with a friend, if it doesn't work out, you pretty much lose that friendship.
No going back.
It's hard to go back. I know you're going to try to sit here and say it's possible, Dana, but everyone, it's weird. Once you cross that friend zone, if it doesn't work out, there's no going back. And that's
there, you can go back. It's just a matter. It takes time. You can be friendly, but it will never be the same. That's for sure.
There you go. There you go. I guess it would never be the same because we're cordial now, but it's nowhere near what it was at all.
That was the word, Otto, when you said you can be friendly. Anthony, so you're friendly. Hi, how are you? Whatever. But in the end, it's like you guys were really good friends and now you can't call her and say, what's up, girl? Let's go. It's not. That's never going to happen.
Because there's a lot of that like undertoning. There's like, no, don't worry. It's cool. Like, because we actually flirt in this weird toxic way with each other. So, I mean.
Is that, it means good? That means that door's a little creak of it is still open.
The most toxic thing about me is I assume all my doors are still open.
That reminds me of that song by Somber, Back to Friends. Oh. That's the whole premise of the song. Like, how are we going to be friends again? When we were this close, like that's the closest you can ever be with somebody. Well, now I want you to marry her.
No.
Okay.
Marry somebody, Anthony. Okay, marry somebody. All right. Were you friends with your person before you got with them, or was it just a quick relationship and everything worked out? Which do you think is better? 877-730-DCS1. Share your stories and let's talk about it next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should you be friends with somebody before you make the love connection? Now, there's pros and cons, as we discussed earlier, because I'm like, yeah, Otto and I were best friends for years. And then now we're married for years. Anthony's like,
there's another reality.
Yeah. I'm so sad about that.
It doesn't always work out.
I know, but I wish you could still be friends. That's my thing. I wish you and this person, Anthony, were still good friends.
There was one night in Vegas where I got it back for 12 hours, but you know what?
Oh, my
gosh. That's beyond a point.
Okay, let's go to line two. Kimberly, were you friends first, or was it love at first sight?
I was actually a senior in high school, and he had already graduated, but I didn't know him, but he was friends with my brother.
Oh.
And so we, one weekend, my brother was like, hey, my friend's hanging out at his house. You guys come over, you know, hang out. And so we went over. I'd never met him, but he was so cute. He had the prettiest eyes, and he was kind of mysterious because he was kind of quiet, you know. He didn't really say anything. But then after hanging out a few more times, you know, he kind of opened up. And so we were all friends and hung out for a few months. And then one time I went over to hang out, and I was just like, I really like him. And I just went and sat in his lap, and we just actually talked about life and everything for like hours. And next thing I know, we look around and people are gone and people are asleep. And I was like, it's just us up talking this whole time.
Wow.
We ended up getting into a relationship after that. So we dated about a year before we got married. And then this year we'll celebrate 21 years together.
Oh my gosh.
20 years married in May.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you go and sit on someone's lap, honey. It just works out. Okay?
He was so quiet. I'm like, I had to make the first move. I was like, yes. I really like him. It's something about him that I just can't let it go.
I have a question. How did your brother feel about this whole thing?
Well, he was okay with it. You know, he just told him, he's like, don't hurt my little sister. Like, we've been friends for a long time, but that's my baby sister. So, you know.
It's family over anything. It's family over everything. But now your husband is family. I mean, they have to be. Aren't they still good friends to this day as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. We're all really close, and we spend a lot of our time together, you know.
And we can sit in silence.
Like, we can go on a road trip, and we just listen to music, and we don't have to have a conversation, but I'm comfortable with you. You know, you're my person.
You're my person. That's the most important part.
The sitting in silence thing. My Nana, you better like somebody. You better be friends
with
them.
I didn't
understand. Now I understand it.
Now you understand what they used to tell you back in the day. You have to like someone. That's 100% true. And we love each other, but we also like each other.
Not all days. So now we're going to flip it because Adrian is on hold. And he says when he met his wife, it was love at first sight. Adrian, how many years have you been married to your wife? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
I have been married. It is 7 years this year.
Wow.
My anniversary was on January 31st.
Woo!
Let's go!
Congratulations, man. 7 years. Okay, how did you meet your wife?
Okay, so first, I just want to say, I really love your guys' show. Otto, Anthony, you guys are awesome. You guys are hilarious.
Oh, thank you, brother, man. Thank you.
Man,
it's
smart
good
guy.
To know that we exist.
What a smart man Adrian is.
I'm just the green beans on the plate. I'm just here to add color.
No, David, I love you too. You're amazing. You're very good.
Adrian, I love you.
Okay, so this is how it happened, right? So we were on Facebook, and I was actually at my mom's house. So she actually hopped in my DM. She was like, hey, just wanted to let you know, you have a really, really nice smile. I'm like, who is this? And on her page, she had like a full body picture of her smiling and stuff. And the first thing I noticed was her dimples. And I love a girl with dimples. So I was like,
hello.
She got a nice smile. I'm like, okay. So I messaged her back. I'm like, you know what? I like your smile too. We should link up.
She
was like, yeah, I'm free this weekend. I was like, all right, cool. So I drive down to her house. She opened the door. And the moment she opened the door, I looked at her. And then in my mind, I was like, yeah, I'm going to marry this girl. She's going to have my kids.
Adrian! She is the mother of my children. You know what I love, though? Adrian, I'm going to be honest with you. You said she had a full body picture and I noticed her dimples. Do you know that my heart melted at that moment? Oh my gosh.
That's not what he noticed when he opened the door, though. He was like, there's no catfishing going on the internet this time.
Exactly. Because, you know, with the internet nowadays, you never know if somebody's catfishing you or not or what you're going to get.
Gotta look at that face tune.
Yeah, stop using the face tune, ladies. Stop using the face tune. I just love that you've been married for 7 years and you knew the moment, because we've had a lot of the ladies say, I knew, and he didn't know. You said the second you saw her, you're like, that's the mother of my children. What's her name, Adrian?
Her name is Lana.
And she slid into your DMs. Ladies, if you want
to say, there's a theme going throughout this morning. It feels like all the women that have these successful marriages are the ones who shot their shot first.
I made my move on you, Otto, first.
I held your hand first. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe that's the key. Okay, who made the first move? Let's flip it. 877-730-DCS1. Ladies, don't be shy. If you made that first move, call or text. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to tell you a story about an old comic book. It's Superman, and it was a number one. Now, this comic book back in the day was beloved by children all over, right? People really loved it. So there was a copy of this Superman number one that was found by three brothers. They were sorting out their late mother's house in Northern California. Now, this Superman number one belonged to her father, so it was their grandfather's. And they thought, this thing seems like it might be worth some money. It was in pristine condition. So they figured we might as well contact somebody who knows something about this kind of stuff. Here's the auctioneer talking a little bit about this comic book.
A form was submitted through our website saying they had a Superman number one. And as you can imagine, we get a lot of requests like that. There's a lot of reprints of Superman one. And luckily, they had some nice pictures. So I immediately called them and they told me they found it in the attic San Francisco area. And it ended up being in unbelievable condition. So I jumped on the next flight and went and saw it in person. It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record. I think it was just a lot of people got excited because it's just every factor in collecting that you could possibly want all rolled into one.
They're just like, let's send it to auction, see what we get. $6 million later, everybody's happy. Woo! My goodness. You got to go through your old stuff.
Yeah, imagine coming up on something like that. When we moved into this apartment that we live in now, the lady that lived there before us left a lot of stuff behind. And she was an older lady. I think she was 93 or 94 years old.
Yes.
She's still with us. She just moved into an old folks home. But the amount of stuff she left behind was a lot. At first, I was like, gosh, this is a lot of junk to get rid of. And then we started going through it.
Oh.
And I found the first Beatles album.
Which is incredible. And it's in great condition.
Yes, that was the biggest come up. And then there, Dana, you found a bunch of clothes.
That wasn't the biggest come up. I found a mink. I found a literal mink shawl. I have it on the chair. You're like, what is that? I just throw it over the chair.
I don't even know what a shawl is.
Well, it's like a mink stole. You throw it over your shoulders. And okay. I found an original Valentino jacket. Couture, by the way, rest in peace. We just lost Valentino, the designer. She had that. And then there was this piece of furniture, though, that was in our storeroom that I just let him haul away. I didn't think about it. Whenever I watch Antique Roadshow, I'm like, I should have never gotten rid of that.
When we found all this stuff, that's what got me into Antique Roadshow, and now I watch it all the time.
Oh my gosh.
It's like I think about that table all the time. I'm like, I can't believe somebody got it.
Yeah, not you, brokies.
I know, from baseball cards to furniture. All right, have you ever found something really valuable? You weren't expecting it to be worth anything, and then you found out it was worth a little money. 877-730-DCS1, call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.